Can you turn to Psalm 32 and verse 8? I need someone over here. Opal, can you turn over to Psalm 48, 14? Everybody else, John chapter 10. John chapter 10. All right. No school next week.
Amen.
They up the snow counts. It's up to, I think, 8 inches tomorrow. And double thumbs up for that, HUD. We love snow. And again, if you don't like snow, you're living in the wrong place. You can either embrace it or hate it, but it's coming. So you can either be miserable for 6 months or you can enjoy it. All right, Nathaniel, I need you to stand up, turn around, and read that verse nice and loud. Psalm 32 and verse 8, all right? Amen. Can you read Psalm 48 and verse 14? Amen. God's not going away. He's not going to get tired of us and just, He's going to see us through to our last breath. Isn't that a blessing? Join me in John chapter 10. We're going to read the first 16 verses. I'll read, if you could follow along, John chapter 10, in verse 1. It says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. When he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them. But they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever come before me are thieves and robbers. But the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man may enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is an hireling and careth not for the sheep." That verse again that she read. I'll be your God until you die. And we know God is God even after we die. I am the good shepherd and know my sheep, and I am known of mine. Verse 15, "As the Father knoweth me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. The other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd." Look down in verse 27. "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." Let's pray tonight. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for this simple yet profound truth that you are our shepherd. And we are the sheep. Lord, I pray that you would help us through this passage, help us through these thoughts. And God, as we walk away, that, Lord, you'd be honored and glorified with all that is said and done here. And I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm happy to report the Super Bowl is over. We have nowhere to get to. There's no game we're trying to get out of. Turn with me over to Psalm 23. We do understand that as the Lord is describing in John chapter 10, He's speaking of Himself. He makes it abundantly clear that He is the shepherd and we are the sheep. In Psalm 23, God reveals Himself as Jehovah Ra. Look in the first verse. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. That's what that means, Jehovah Ra. We spent some time over the last number of weeks. We have one more week in our series next week. Then we might do something kind of special the week after. And then, no offense to Pastor Seaman, he'll be preaching a couple weeks after that. It'll still be special. All services around the Word of God are special. But we might do something next couple weeks. And then Pastor Seaman will probably preach a couple, 2 to 3 weeks. And then I'll be back on Sunday nights. But Psalm 23 might possibly be the most, not familiar verse, but probably the most familiar chapter. It's read at, I would say, the majority of funeral services that happen here in the United States. And for good reason, Psalm 23, we'll read all 6 verses. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. These last number of weeks we have been studying the names of God. And as God reveals Himself by name, it teaches us something else about Him. And here He reveals Himself. David is penning these thoughts, these words. He says, I am the shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Verse 6, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Psalm 23, again, maybe most familiar, maybe most loved chapter in the Bible. It's only 6 verses long, but it certainly describes the loving, tender care of the Lord as He provides for His children. We can see that, yes? Maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Read a lot about sheep. Some years ago, I did some additional study on this, and it's amazing if you study the integral parts of this, how special each word is. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Sheep don't lie down unless they're safe. And when we as sheep are near the shepherd, understand that there's a safety, a security. We see His provision. We'll talk about that. Psalm 100, verse 3, I'll read it. It says this, we are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Think how wonderful that the Lord calls us His sheep. Well, anybody ever have sheep? Anybody ever own a, I mean, not eat sheep, but like lamb is good. Brother Spamer, you like lamb? Maybe a little bit. All right. No? Yeah, you had sheep? You tell me if this isn't, well, you'll tell me after if this isn't right, but God repeatedly uses the relationship between Him and us. He's the shepherd, we're the sheep. We see it in Psalm 23, we see it in John chapter 10 quite extensively. And again, we may take this as flattering, and it's nice that He calls us things, but sheep are dumb. They're fearful. No one ever said, I got attacked by a sheep. They're helpless. They need constant contact and guidance. If left to themselves, they will wander aimlessly and fall prey to their enemies. Once again, may I remind us, lamb is tasty. It's good. If you get those like 3 chops that, you know, the Have you ever seen that? Like in the fancy restaurants with the little jelly and... Well, everybody knows that. Unless led to safe food and fresh water, sheep will unknowingly poison themselves. They're shy creatures, naturally weak, and often sick. They can panic and die if they accidentally get stuck on their backs and not rescued. It's like a turtle. Without a shepherd, listen now. Without a shepherd, sheep don't stand a chance. I don't want this to go to your head, but we're dumb. So how do you know? The Lord says something in the book of Proverbs. As a dog returneth to a vomit, right? We do dumb stuff, and then we do it again. We're fearful. We're fearful people. Helpless. And constant need of contact and guidance. Is this not true? He wasn't describing sheep. He was describing me. I think he created sheep just to show us what we look like in his eyes. If left to ourselves, do we not wander aimlessly and fall prey to what the world has to offer? Poison ourselves if we're left to ourselves. Naturally weak and often sick. And like the sheep, without a shepherd, we don't stand a chance. Isaiah 53. I'm thankful tonight to claim God is my shepherd. Much like David, the Lord is my shepherd. He has guided me. He's taken a dumb, fearful, helpless, needy sheep, and he has led me all the way along. I'm thankful for that. Isaiah 53, look at verse 6. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. Hey, when left to ourselves, what are we going to do? Whatever it is that we want. Thankful for the shepherd's hook that shows up in our life to pull us back to where we ought to be. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all, talking of Christ. I'm thankful tonight to be a sheep in his pasture. There's a lot of places I could make a dwelling, and I'm thankful that he has allowed me into his fold. The Bible said in John chapter 10, there's room for all of us. It's one fold. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful that I wasn't left stuck on my back, helpless, waiting for an enemy to come by to take me away. You understand, spiritually speaking. Yes, I am in need of constant contact and guidance. I remember reading about a shepherd and frequently what they would have to do if a sheep would continue wandering away because not all the terrain is like this. So we're talking Middle East. And a sheep would wander and it would fall into pits fall off cliffs. Like you and I, when we approach a cliff, we're careful, right? Ooh, hold on. They'll just fall right off. It's dangerous for a sheep to be away from the shepherd. And I read stories of shepherds, for the sheep's own good, it would take its shepherd hook and break its leg. Say why? It would keep it from wandering. You know, sometimes the chastisement of the Lord, man, he stops us dead in our tracks. And sometimes it hurts. And we look at God and go, God, what are you doing? Just making sure you don't wander off and kill yourself. I'm thankful for a good shepherd in my life. The Lord Jehovah Ra. The Lord my shepherd. See, Christ is our shepherd. He is the good shepherd. And strangely enough, I don't know, if I had land, I don't know what the ratio is of land to sheep. I don't know what you need. Buck, do you know? No. Mr. Spamer, what do you need? You don't know? No. Enough. Grass. I don't know, whatever that is. I would have sheep for one purpose. I'm looking at this, not for the wool. There, we have a dog, and we've almost had Chinese food multiple times because of that. He's still around. He's fine. But I can't imagine a herd of just dumb, fearful, helpless, and constant need. I don't need that. I don't want that. The only reason I've got that is because I really like lamb. This shepherd, we never die for the shepherd. Strangely enough, the shepherd died for the sheep. Livestock is an expendable commodity. Just leave them alone, they'll make more, right? That's what they do. And you'll eat those ones. But the shepherd gave his life for the sheep. John chapter 10. Christ is our shepherd. John chapter 10 and verse 11. He says, this is Jesus talking. Braden, red letter. He's our red letter helper. John chapter 10 and verse 11. Christ is talking. If you have a red letter edition, that means Jesus is actually speaking. These are his words. He says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. What a strange shepherd that he would die for a sheep. That's what he did. He took his sins upon himself at Calvary so we could be saved from the punishment, listen, that we deserve. And in place, look at John chapter 1. John chapter 1, verse 29. The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. God, Christ, assumes the position of Lamb for the purpose of John 10:10. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and destroy. I am come that ye might have life, but not just life. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Christ died on the cross, paid for my sins as the shepherd to give this sheep an abundant life. May I remind us, it is good to be a sheep in his pasture. So what can we do? Well, we can stay close to the shepherd. Depend on Jehovah Ra for everything. Walk close beside him. Why do we walk close beside him? Philippians 4:19. Go to Philippians chapter 4. If you could, turn with me to Philippians chapter 4. Lucy Humby, when you get it there, can you read Philippians 4:19? Nice and loud. If you would like. My God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Why do I stay close to the shepherd? Because he provides for us. Psalm 27 tells me that he leads me beside still waters. Not sure if you've ever tried to drink out of rushing, moving waters. It's not easy. You got to go downstream to get your lip. Green pastures. You know what? There's one thing that sheep want, and that's food. Food and security. And God provides that for us. He meets every single one of our needs. Not only does He provide for us, but He protects us. Psalm chapter 18. Psalm chapter 18. Joe, when you get to Psalm 18 in verse 2, can you read that? Go ahead. Sounds like it's protected. There's some really lively words in that sentence. He protects us. Audrey, can you look at Psalm 20 and verse 7? You should be pretty close. Psalm 20 and 7. Go ahead. The name of the Lord our God. Who is that? Jehovah Ra, the Lord my shepherd. Because not only does He provide, but He protects us. Hey, you can trust in chariots. You can trust in horses. I'm going to trust the Lord Jesus Christ to protect me. So why would you wander from His loving care? Why would sheep leave a shepherd? What's out there? Danger, hurt, poison, cliffs, pits, wolves. Why wander from His loving care? Because we're stubborn sheep. And we usually have to learn the hard way that we can't survive on our own. We can be attacked by our enemies if we wander from the safety of the shepherd and the flock. Be deceived into thinking that what another shepherd has to offer couldn't hurt us. The Bible warned us in John chapter 10, hey, be careful of strangers. Someone might come by and tell you something different than what the Lord is telling you. And that could really hurt you. Don't listen to strangers. Right? Remember as a kid? Man, I had some, we didn't have a lot of rules at the house, but man, never take candy from strangers. Never. I think there was a wave in the mid-80s where kids were just taking candy left and right. My mom was adamant. Do not take candy from strangers. They try and put you in van. Never mind, Nathaniel. Gave us nightmares. There I am, 6 years old, scared that. I think she just didn't want to see candy, but that's fine. Strangers. What happens when you do go astray? What does Jehovah Ra do? Well, He faithfully goes looking for you. Even by my own choice as a sheep, if the shepherd is here and I say, you know what, I want to go see what's in that pasture over there. And the shepherd says, no, don't do that. That's going to hurt you over there. It's going to make you sick. It's not. There's no one that takes as good a care of you, I promise you, as me. And so many times we tell the Lord we don't believe Him. I'm going to go wander. And sure enough, there goes the sheep. So the Lord in His faithfulness and kindness and love goes and brings us back into the fold. No matter what the trouble His wandering sheep may encounter, the Good Shepherd picks us up in His arms and tenderly carries us home. He lovingly forgives and restores us back into the fellowship. He doesn't say, all right, this sheep was out for a while. Don't let him in. He has a different paddock. No, same pasture, same shepherd. Guaranteed we won't be the better for it. But thankfully, He allows us back in. His voice. John chapter 10 and verse 5, and we're almost done. John chapter 10 and verse 5. Yes, we must be willing to follow the shepherd. John 10:27, my sheep hear my voice and I know them and they follow me. That's what we need. Look at John chapter 10 and verse 5. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of the stranger. No, our responsibility is to respond to the voice of God. As God leads us and guides us through our life, as He leads us to green pastures. You know, sometimes shepherds move their flock. Some of you have been asking us to move Walker Bible Baptist Church to Tennessee. Pastor, if you move to Tennessee, we're going. We're there. We'll figure it out when we get there. Felt a little Mormon-like when you said that to me. Heard North Dakota's beautiful this time of year. Let's go. I don't think so. No. Is it South Dakota? Is that what it is? Yeah. It's -4 today instead of -8. No, He leads us to green pastures. And there's times in your life where God leads you. He leads you in different directions. But our responsibility is to always hear His voice and follow Him. The worst thing you can do as a Christian is to stop listening to the voice of God in your life. So you're saying that just to keep me at church. No, I'm saying that because the shepherd cares for his sheep. Do not follow the voice of strangers. Spending time in God's Word each day will keep us sensitive to His direction for our lives. Is He leading you in the paths of righteousness? Can you hear the voice of God in your life? How closely are you following the shepherd? I have some options. How closely are you following the shepherd? Would your answer be, I've never walked closer. I've never been this close to the Lord as I am right now. Or, I'm following and listening for His voice. Or, I'm on the edge of the flock looking for greener pastures. Or, wandering away from the shepherd, but I can still hear His voice calling to me in the distance. Or, I've gone my own way and I'm not listening for His voice anymore. I don't know where you're at tonight. The Lord our shepherd wants to lead and guide you, protect you and provide for you. Let's all stand.